This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Airstrikes again shook Sudan's capital Monday, while the latest truce talks in Jeddah yielded no progress, and a Saudi diplomat said both sides consider themselves, quote, capable of winning the battle. Sudan was thrown into deadly chaos when fighting broke out on April 15th between the forces of the army and his deputy chief, who heads the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Battles have since killed hundreds, wounded thousands, and uprooted hundreds of thousands, leading to fears of security fallout between, or rather beyond, Sudan's borders. The United States on Monday criticized the Arab League decision to readmit Syria, saying that President Bashar al-Assad does not deserve normalization after the brutal civil war.
We have made clear to all of our partners that Syria does not merit readmission into the Arab League, and we continue to believe that we will not normalize our relations with the Assad regimes, and we don't support our allies and partners doing so either.
State Department spokesman Vedant Pentel: the United States has repeatedly voiced opposition to reconciliation with Syria, and domestic law forbids any assistance for reconstruction without accountability for abuses during the war. Families and rescuers were searching Monday for unknown numbers of people missing 4 days after floods and landslides triggered by heavy rains killed at least 400 people in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The latest death toll from the territory of South Kivu province, where villages have been destroyed, lists about 400 people, including bodies found in Lake Kivu. This is VOA News. A wave of mass arrests in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish region ahead of the May 14th elections is triggering concerns among the opposition and human rights observers. For VOA, Dorian Jones reports from Diyarbakır, Turkey's largest majority Kurdish city.
Parliamentary candidate Sorgul Aytek Afşar is campaigning hard for the pro-Kurdish Green Left Party. It's been under siege, accused of links to separatists who've been fighting in the region for decades. Ahead of polls, many of his elected mayors and parliamentary deputies are already in jail. Last month, the legal crackdown extended to the region's independent media. Rights groups have condemned the journalists' arrests, which are part of a wider crackdown involving over 200 detentions of people. This is raising concerns about election security. The government says the judiciary is independent. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Diyarbakır.
Russia launched its biggest swarm of drones for months against Ukraine on Monday, the eve of Russia's May 9th holiday celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany. Ukraine commemorated the occasion known as Victory Day on Monday in a symbolic break with Moscow. President Volodymyr Zelensky compared the Ukrainian troops currently fighting Russia with those who had battled the Nazis. Kyiv's mayor said Russia had fired 60 Iranian-made kamikaze drones at Ukrainian targets, including 36 at the capital, all of which had been shot down. The driver who crashed into a crowd in the city of Brownsville in Texas, killing 8, has been charged with manslaughter. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Brownsville Police Chief Felix Soseda says George Alvarez lost control of his Range Rover after running a red light, then plowing into a crowd of Venezuelans at a bus stop outside a migrant center.
George Alvarez is a Brownsville local with an extensive rap sheet. He has been formally charged and arraigned with 8 counts of manslaughter, 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He has received bonds totaling $3.6 million.
The police chief also says the 34-year-old tried to flee the scene, but witnesses held him and that he has not been cooperating. Authorities were still investigating whether the crash was intentional. I'm Julie Walker.
A law enforcement official says U.S. investigators are looking into whether the gunman who killed 8 people at a Dallas-area mall in Texas expressed an interest in white supremacist ideology. The official cautioned the investigation into the shooting, including the assailant's motives, is in its early stages. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.